special report, fighting coronavirus. With the national death toll from the coronavirus hitting 69 this morning, states continue to add restrictions on places where people are gathering. Add Illinois to the list, as we hear from Omar Jimenez in Chicago.
The order set to go into effect tonight, coming from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, that all restaurants and bars will be closing their doors except for carryout and delivery for at least the next 2 weeks.
Bars, restaurants, and movie theaters are being shut down at 8 p.m. this evening in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is worried hospitals won't be able to handle all the people who may get seriously ill, and he wants help from the military.
Bring in that Army Corps of Engineers. This is what they do. They build temporary medical facilities, but they have to do it. I'm not shy. But the state doesn't have the capacity to build that quickly to that level.
The Supreme Court is postponing oral arguments scheduled for later this month. I'm Michael Toscano. Stocks are currently running losses around 8% on Wall Street as the economy continues to crumble with businesses shutting down. Even the Fed slashing its prime interest rate to practically nothing yesterday hasn't helped. But now, with Senate passage of a second coronavirus package expected, Bob Costantini reports work is beginning on a third package to address the economy.
The president's trade and manufacturing advisor, Peter Navarro, knows the country will need more economic juice than the Fed's rate cut. President Trump has proposed a payroll tax holiday.
What we have to do, and we have to do it very quickly, is we have to coalesce around a broad fiscal stimulus. If somebody's got something better than the payroll tax, let's hear it.
Democrats don't want all payroll taxes halted and prefer expanding unemployment insurance to cover workers who may still be employed but can't go to work if they have the virus or are taking care of someone who does. Bob Costantini, the White House.
The price of crude oil and, of course, gas prices at the pump continue to drop. I'm Michael Toscano.
I was 9 when I lost my leg to bone cancer. I had a 50% chance to live. After chemotherapy treatments at my children's hospital and the amputation, I had beaten the odds. But would I ever be as active as I once was? Fast forward 20 years. I've competed in the Paralympics and now play on the U.S. amputee soccer team. Help kids live their dreams just like me. Put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Hey. Cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Many believe that all hospice organizations are the same, but that is simply not true. If you or a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal illness, you want to choose a hospice organization that provides the best quality care, a hospice with a reputation of putting the patient and family first, a hospice that the community has voted as the best home care provider. In Yuma County, there's only one hospice that has achieved all of these, Hospice of Yuma. Hospice of Yuma is the best choice for you and your loved ones. Hospice of Yuma, your community, your choice.
Meet and get to know your elected officials. Colorado River Tea Party is inviting everyone to the Civic Center March 21st, 2 p.m. Representatives Tim Dunn, Joanne Osborne, Senator Sina Kerr, Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot, with State Republican Chair Dr. Kelly Ward, to name a few. All at no charge because of our sponsors, Team Ramco, Fisher's Landing, Garcia's Mard Clothing, Elections Matter, Yuma Civic Center, March 21st, 2 p.m. Russ Clark here with big news about Blue Diamond Homes. Amazing manufactured home clearance sale at Rancho Rialto in the beautiful Yuma foothills. Here's my friend, Diamond Dan from Blue Diamond Homes, to tell you more.
Well, Rancho Rialto is one of the more incredible parks I've seen in Yuma. It's got big spaces. It's got two-car parking and big back patio lots. The rent is free for the first year when you buy a new double wide, and the rent is about 20% cheaper than anywhere in town. With Rancho, you get something that's uniquely different than anywhere in Yuma, and it's a secured park. They are being sold at dead cost now. Folks, get this opportunity while you have the chance. Hurry up, this won't last. We've been selling out like crazy.
Amazing savings from Blue Diamond Homes today at Rancho Rialto. Call Diamond Dan at 580-1414. Better yet, stop by Rancho Rialto on 12th Street East in the beautiful Yuma foothills.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Partly cloudy and 75 today, 54 overnight tonight, southeast wind at 10. Sunny and 71 tomorrow, 54 tomorrow night, southwest wind at 10. And then showers and cooler on Wednesday with a high of 60, 48 Wednesday night. Southwest wind at 10 on Wednesday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney at Decent Garner and Hansen, and I'm in studio here, live with Russ Clark and Annette Lagunas.
Good morning.
Good morning, Annette. Annette is our special guest today. She is from the Humane Society. Annette, what is your role there at the Humane Society?
I'm the executive director. Been there for 15 years now.
Man, that's almost a career.
Almost, yeah. Something like that.
So, Annette, you like pets, I take it?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I love them.
You know, we took our dog to the Humane Society. Our dog's name is Dobby. After the Harry Potter figure.
Yeah.
Because he looks kind of like that. He had big floppy ears, and he's very loyal. So he's a blue heeler, and he got to that age where he needed to be neutered.
Yep.
So we took him in, and he's been flopping around with that cone of shame.
Pea collar.
Yeah.
Cone of shame.
And it's been fun. It's been a riot. It doesn't slow him down much, though. He's all
yep.
over the place with that. He's causing a lot of havoc, banging into people's ankles and
yep.
everything else. But you did a great job. It was a good experience. My wife took him in and picked him up. Everything
awesome.
Was right on time and just as scheduled. And
perfect.
So it went very well, so appreciate that.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Thank
yes.
you.
So you're here on our show today because you want to talk about a special event. It's been in the works for a long time.
It has, yes.
And tell us about that special event. Well, what's going on?
So this Saturday at 11:30, we're having the community come down to the shelter, and they're going to listen to you, obviously. Yes, we're going to have him as our star speaker coming into the shelter and talking to us about how you can leave the Humane Society a gift in your will, life insurance policy, whatever it might be, and you can leave that to the shelter for when you pass on. So it's a gift that for tomorrow's animals is what we like to say. You know, you're really helping tomorrow's animals and helping us. Those large gifts are huge for our organization when we can get those types of gifts. We've been able to buy some really nice cat condos that were up to standard for what our cats need to be. We were able to put solar on our building, which will help for years and years and years to come.
Build a new building.
Build a new building, yes. We were and will be granted money for that. It's a huge program that really helps us a lot. But also, you want to be thinking about your pets. So should you pass before your pets, we want to make sure that your pets are well cared for.
Okay. Do we have a caller?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do the pets go into the living will?
They do frequently go into the estate plan. As we do the interview with our clients, we talk about all of the assets that they have, the bank accounts, the houses. And then we talk about heirlooms that they want to leave to specific individuals. And then we talk about pets because there are so many pets. And Annette, you can testify to this, you know, more than even what I've seen is they become abandoned and homeless because their owners become disabled or pass away.
That's right. And can you imagine the shock of that? You've lost your loved one. You're probably an older pet yourself. You've lost your person, and now you're stuck in a kennel. So by being a part of this program, we can help ensure that your pet never goes into a kennel, that your pet goes straight into a foster home. We're all prepared ahead of time, and so we can get that animal right where it needs to be as quick as possible.
Yeah, and that's just one of the aspects of a comprehensive estate plan. We're having done it a few times, a few meaning a few thousand times, we've seen what's important to people and what we need to include in the plan to make sure we don't leave any loose ends hanging out there.
And
that's
now
right.
You
and
do.
Pets, yeah, absolutely.
You do have a call.
Oh,
you
great.
Do.
Let's go.
You're on the air.
Hello. I just have a question for you, Mr. Clark.
Yes.
How is this virus problem going to or has it affected the production of produce here in the Yuma area?
I don't think I've heard of anything, but I'll find out and I'll let you know tomorrow morning. But I'll ask some questions.
I really appreciate it. Yes, sir. Maybe the rest of the people in the community want to know, too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, something about virus and crop production. Good question.
Virus. What virus are we talking about?
I'll look it up.
So, yeah, you know, that actually brings up a point, though, because we've got this event that's been on the calendar for several months.
Yeah.
And it's scheduled to take place at 11:30 at the Humane Society. For any of those that don't know where the Humane Society is, it's on the corner of 4.5E and
40th County Street.
Yeah, 40th Street or 40th. County 12th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one of the same. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to find. It's a beautiful building. It's new since, I don't know, when you built it, 2015?
We have been in there for 6 years now.
Okay. About 2014. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So it's a beautiful building, and it was constructed in large part because of the generosity of donors.
Our community, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And in fact, it inspired one addition that I put into my backyard recently. When I drove by, I drive by it all the time. I live an hour or a mile and a half away from the Humane Society. I just live right down the street. And they've got these tractor tires.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
are
yeah.
planted in the ground there, and they're painted colorful colors. And so what's the deal with the tractor tires? The dogs like to climb on those?
Yeah. The volunteers take dogs out there every day. And so we try and get all of our dogs out of the shelter or out of their kennels at least once a day.
Uh-huh.
And that's a huge thing. The dogs love to go run through those, jump over them, volunteer sit on them while they're running, you know, whatever. It's just a fun little thing for the dogs to do.
Well, I drove by there not 2 weeks ago and saw that. And my kids were like, oh, that's cool. And so I went to Ed Whitehead's and asked them if I could buy an old tractor tire. And they gave one to me.
Oh,
awesome. They rolled it out and said, here you go. Just take it. And so I went and I buried it last weekend two-thirds of the way down so my kids can climb on it and crawl through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my gosh, they love it.
I know.
And so does my dog. And so
cheap entertainment.
That is absolutely. It's great. It's the little things.
It's the little things.
So with the coronavirus and all of these events being canceled, we got school canceled today. We got the NBA and the NCAA games canceled.
Everything's
canceled. So how is this going to affect our event?
Well, I think we just play it by ear at this point.
Okay.
We see how things go over the next couple days. So far, we're planning to move forward. But, you know, we'll just, if you could contact us, let us know. Call me at the shelter. I'd be happy to get you on the list. My number is 782-1621, extension 108. I will make sure that you are on top of what the plan will be. So if we end up having to reschedule, we'll definitely let you know. But at this point, we're planning on moving forward.
So we might be doing some different accommodations. We might have to go out into the parking lot or into the open space.
Right.
We've done that before. Our firm has done literally hundreds of seminars. We've done them in all different types of venues. And so I have a speaker system that if you were planning on coming out but you were worried about the coronavirus, we're going to make it very open and spacious, and we're very conscious of this fact that we don't want to spread the flu, the coronavirus, or anything else.
Anything, yeah.
And so we'll be conscious of that. But for updates, call Annette. Her number is 782-1621. You can also call our office, and that is 783-4466. That's all the time that we have before the break. So we'll be back after these messages. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Get ready for it. It's Glock days at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Glock handguns are the gold standard for rugged, reliable, accurate, and dependable. And Sprague's has got the best selection of 2020 Glock firearms. And don't miss the all-new Glock 44 22 caliber pistol right now at Sprague's. And while you're there, don't forget to register for your chance to win a free Glock 9mm or 40 caliber handgun. A $600 value. And don't forget, lifetime warranties. And with every Glock purchase, you'll receive Glock gear, because that's just the way it is at Sprague Sports. Glock days going on all week long at Sprague's. You gotta love it. Glock handguns and Sprague Sports. It's Glock days all week long at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Be sure and stay tuned for the O'Reilly Update with Bill O'Reilly, brought to you by Daybreakers Cafe, making the diner great again and a Foothills favorite for 15 years. Daybreakers Cafe on the corner of Fortuna Road off of I-8 and North Frontage Road in the Foothills.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling cost as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling and Heating, at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955. Hyundai Holiday Sales Events in full effect at Hyundai of Yuma. No payments for 90 days, 0% for 6 years. Take an extra $1,000 off Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe. No better time to buy than now. All this with America's best warranty. 5-year, 60,000 mile, and 10-year, 100,000 mile warranty on the powertrain. So it's time to buy a Hyundai, like a brand new 2020 Hyundai Accent for only $15,995. With Bluetooth and backup camera, now that's a deal. Visit Hyundai of Yuma today in person on 32nd Street or 24/7 on Facebook or www.hyundaiofyuma.com. All prices before tax and plate, 0% on approved credit through HMF, stock number H5824, last 6 of VIN 092970. Happy holidays from Hyundai of Yuma.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity's brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Would you know what to do if you encounter a wrong-way driver? Let's hope you never find out. But if you ever do see a wrong-way driver coming at you, slow down, safely steer away, and get off the roadway. At night, drive defensively and be aware of what's ahead and around you. And if you see a sign warning of a wrong-way driver, safely move toward and take the next freeway exit on the right. Drive aware. Get there. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Transportation in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I am an attorney at Decent Garner and Hanson. And I'm here on the radio with live with Russ Clark and Annette Lagunas because we're talking about leaving a legacy. And in this particular case, we have Annette on the show because she is the director of the Humane Society and likes dogs and cats a lot.
I do. You know, we take in over 7,400 animals a year.
Uh-huh.
So that costs a lot of money.
And you know, pets give a lot.
They do.
They're one of those that you can come home, you can have a horrible day.
That's right.
And they're there, they take off a lot of stress.
Yep.
Now, I'm not the exemplary, and anybody of those out there that know me, I'm not just the diehard pet lover, right?
Right.
I enjoy pets.
Yep.
And I have a dog, and my kids absolutely love the dog, and I get after them because they don't clean up after the dog as often as they should.
Sounds like parenting.
And yes, exactly. And they don't feed and water the dog as often as they should. But I know that my eldest brother, he is a veterinarian.
Oh,
and
really?
So I worked my way through school as a vet tech.
Oh.
And so I worked 3 years. You know, really hands-on, helping take care of pets and seeing how people were able to take care of pets and how pets took care of their people.
That's right.
And they actually give back quite a bit more.
Yes, they do.
Than they receive.
That is very, very true. They do give back so much more, and we are so lucky to have animals in our lives. You know, we use animals so much these days for people with PTSD and depression and so many other things, and just support dogs in general, animals in general, we really need these animals. And in our community, to get over 7,400 animals a year is just a lot. But we're super lucky to have a community that truly loves their pets.
Yeah.
And we get to see that day in and day out, which is great.
And what we're talking about here, and what we're going to talk about Saturday, if the event takes place, but either way we can get the word out, is your potential to leave a legacy.
Correct.
To leave something behind that, number one, your pets can be taken care of if something happens to you, so you should have that in your planning. And number two, you could leave a little something extra from your planning to the Humane Society that cares for all these pets, that this nonprofit organization contributes so much to these pets, that give so much back. If you had an estate of $400,000, now that may sound like a lot, but that's about the average estate. If you put in your house, your life insurance, your 401k, your cars, everything, you put that together, it averages out to $400,000 for people, many of the people that we plan for. If you left 1% of that estate to the Humane Society, you might think, well, that's not going to make a difference. That's $4,000.
That's right.
Annette, would you be happy with the $4,000?
I would be over the moon, yes.
Right?
I would love it.
If you left 1%. And so if you got a smaller estate, then it can really mean a lot. And I mean, are your kids going to miss 1%
right.
of their inheritance to continue on this legacy of giving?
Yeah. Right.
Now, talking about legacy, I've got a very special caller on the line. And she told a story yesterday. We gathered together. We did a church inside our house yesterday, and we're fortunate enough that we get to live next to my in-laws, my wife's parents, and my kids' grandparents. And so we actually got to get together, and we had a little family church gathering because church was canceled because of the large gathering and the coronavirus issue. And she told this story that not only warmed my heart, but filled me with a sense of duty to carry on a legacy for my kids. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. So, and now I promised I wouldn't put you on the spot, and so I'm gonna try the best to cue up this story that you told yesterday. But I am really gonna need your help to fill me in on the details. So,
sure.
During our little church session yesterday, you were talking about your grandfather, Alvin Line. And
yes.
He lived in southeastern Arizona. What was the name of the area that he lived in?
Pima, very small little city.
Okay, so Pima is actually a city then, there in southeast Arizona. I didn't realize, I knew it was a county, but I didn't know it was a city. So he lived in Pima, Arizona, and what was his occupation?
He was a dairy farmer.
Okay.
And had cattle, yes.
And so your dad... Wilton Lyons, who is also my youngest son's namesake, he and his brother Doyle Lyons were out one day, and they happened upon a calf that had strayed from a herd that had been on a cattle drive through that area, and they got this calf and they brought it home to their dad Alvin, your grandpa. And they were so proud of their find because this is a big windfall. This is a calf. This is worth a lot of money, and could significantly improve their life for a period of time. And they're super excited to show their dad this calf. And what was his reaction?
He was immediately told them that they needed to take this calf back to where they found it. And these boys pleaded and said, "Why? Someone else for sure will get it and take it if they didn't keep it." And he said the rancher had enough. They had all these reasons why they should keep it. And their father just put his foot down and said, "No, take it back to where you found it." And neighbor boys actually followed them. And they did take that calf home. The neighbor boys did.
Do you know how old your dad was when...
He was 10 at the time.
The fact that he was responsible enough to corral this calf and bring it back at 10 years old is pretty phenomenal in and of itself. But he's 10 years old, so he doesn't really get the concept of it just flat-out integrity is worth its weight in and of itself, but he's got all these reasons as to why they should keep the calf. Your dad puts his foot down and says, "No, it's not ours. End of story. It doesn't matter who might get it or that somebody else might take this calf and they don't deserve it any more than we do. It's not ours." So how did it carry out from there?
Well, the little neighbor boys that took the calf home, they put it in the pen, and their father was eventually approached by the cattleman.
So they were followed out to the location where they found the calf to drop it back off, and they were followed by their neighbors.
Yes, they were. And without any hesitation, their neighbor boys did take the calf home. And to which their father, a few days later, the cattleman came through asking about this stray calf, and in front of his own sons, said, "No, we purchased it," and lied about it in front of his sons. And so time rolled by, and my father and his brother still felt cheated because the neighbor boys would taunt them and said, "You know, come the end of winter, we're going to kill this and eat it, and it's going to be great winter meat, and you won't have any." They kind of teased them. And then one afternoon, the neighbor boys came running for my grandfather, said that they needed help, that the cows had broken to the alfalfa fields and they were bloated. And when my grandfather got to them, some were so bad that they had to be stuck. And this particular little calf, which was going to be the winter beef, was down at the canal, and it didn't seem to matter what they did, they couldn't get it out. And
sticking a cap is a procedure that is done to release the gas so it won't die because it's being bloated. And so if you stick them in time, and you got a very small window of opportunity to stick them to release that gas caused by the green alfalfa to keep them alive. And if you don't stick them in time, they die, right?
That's correct. That's my understanding.
Okay. I think that's close enough to understand
right. What's
going on here.
So my grandfather came home after he tried to assist these neighbor boys, and he told his sons about it. He says, out of the whole herd, that calf was the only one too badly bloated to save. He said to his boys, let's figure up the cost of the calf. First, they stole the calf, and then they lied about it. Then they put nearly a year and a half of feed into it. How much did they gain? And then he said, boys, it just doesn't pay to do things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, and your dad, that lesson sunk in pretty deep. Now, of course, that wasn't a singular event that laid out all of his background and foundation for integrity. That was just one example of many that his father demonstrated to him, that it's important to leave a legacy of honesty and integrity. But he carried that legacy on, and he ran a business here in town, and that business was called Lines Roofing for how many years? 20 years before it became Lines and Lundgren Roofing?
Yeah, just short of 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now it's Lines and Lundgren Roofing, and that business has been in place for over 50 years and providing for the Yuma community, literally not only your family, my wife's family, the family of the Lines and their 10 kids and your 6 kids, but all of the employees, hundreds of employees that were employed by them, and that's just one person of your father's children that have benefited this community because of that example and legacy of integrity. And that's why I know that you weren't super excited to participate on the show today, but I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that story with us today. It is important to leave a legacy. And what is the legacy that you're going to leave? There's a legacy of money that you're going to leave for the Humane Society.
Humane Society would appreciate it.
And that will keep on giving. There's a legacy of value that is far more than money. It's an integrity, and it's a giving of yourself. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're going to have to take a break here. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Your body's gonna love this store.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Sound familiar? Of course it does. Lyrics made famous by Lennon and McCartney. Have you ever experienced sensory deprivation floating? Well, picture yourself in a boat on a river. Sensory deprivation floating is finally available to you in the Yuma foothills at the all-new Herbs to Oils in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Sensory deprivation floating can relieve stress and tension, may ease joint pain, and if you're willing, free your mind. There's only one place to experience
experience sensory deprivation floating in southwestern Arizona. Herbs to Oils in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Herbs to Oils is all about holistic health with all natural herbs, oils, and supplements, therapeutic massage, pure drinking water, and Yuma's only sensory deprivation floating in the Yuma foothills in the new Fortuna Palms Plaza. Call 928-955-0041. Online at herbs, the number two, oils, yumaaz.com.
For it, it's Glock days at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Glock handguns are the gold standard for rugged, reliable, accurate, and dependable. And Sprague's has got the best selection of 2020 Glock firearms. And don't miss the all-new Glock 44 22 caliber pistol right now at Sprague's. And while you're there, don't forget to register for your chance to win a free Glock 9mm or 40 caliber handgun, a $600 value. And don't forget, lifetime warranty. And with every Glock purchase, you'll receive Glock gear, because that's just the way it is at Sprague Sports. Glock days going on all week long at Sprague's. You gotta love it. Glock handguns and Sprague Sports. It's Glock days all week long at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Billy Kane, the sheriff KYMA News 11 update. The office of Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced the closing of all Arizona schools on Sunday. All Arizona schools will be closed from Monday, March 16th through Friday, March 27th. Doug Ducey, along with Superintendent Kathy Hoffman, released an open letter to Arizona families and schools, saying deliberations have been ongoing as the virus has progressed. In the statement, Ducey also called for educators to provide learning opportunities for students while there is no in-person class. Follow our complete coronavirus coverage at KYMA.com. I'm Billy Kang. This has been a KYMA News 11 Morning Update.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Decent Garner and Hanson. This is Life, Death, and the Law, and I have Annette Lagunas on the show with me today, along with Russ Clark, and we're talking about leaving a legacy. We've been talking off the air quite a bit about being prepared and all the panic that's going on out there with this pandemic. I don't know if it's actually been classified a pandemic yet.
It has been.
Oh, it has been. Yeah. Okay. I don't really keep up on the news all that much.
I do too much. It's an addiction.
Oh, yeah.
I need some kind of program.
Exactly. Come to my house, Russ. There's no news
there's
there.
A program over there. Yeah.
Come foster a dog. That'll keep you busy.
So, there's a lot of people that, you know, as Russ termed them, the hockey players out there going to the grocery stores with their elbows out and checking people against the fans. And it's unfortunate that in times of need, it brings out the worst in people sometimes. And that we can see in the general public when there's this time of scarcity, when with toilet paper, there's a scarcity in that. Mm-hmm. Annette was telling us about she couldn't get some milk.
I couldn't buy milk this weekend. I had to be on government assistance to buy it.
So if you're on government assistance, you could get milk, but if you earn the dollar that you're paying with, you couldn't buy it.
I couldn't buy it.
Oh, boy. So it's a little bit backward, and we've been preaching forever on this show that if you're going to rely on the government in times of need, then you're in a real bad position.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about emergency preparedness. Cody is a real big advocate for that, and he's talked about his kit that he has set aside. He's got a 72-hour kit because that's generally the minimum that it takes for FEMA or these other government organizations to set up some type of program if there's a flood or some type of natural disaster to come in and provide some relief. And that is a wonderful thing to have on hand. Even if you don't use it, the peace of mind that it provides is well worth the cost, having that 72-hour kit. When we talk about that, we're talking about the amount of water that you need for 72 hours. Mm-hmm. And now and what we're seeing here is we think about food and water and clothing for that period of time. We see toilet paper is one of those things that people
Who would have thought, right?
Need, right? And run out of. So you have that at home in advance, and you're not going to the stores. You're actually relaxing. This weekend was one of the most relaxing weekends I've had in a long time because I knew I wasn't going to go to the store. It's like on Black Friday. I don't go to the stores on Black Friday. I never go out shopping during that day because I can't stand, you know, the jostling. And it seems like just the total counterintuitive of the Christmas spirit. And so I stay home and spend the time with my family, and that was what I did this weekend. And being prepared is a really good feeling to have. It helps you sleep better at night, and it helps you remain true to your character when there's times of emergency.
I wasn't prepared near as well as I thought, and it wasn't that I don't have plenty for myself, but when a daughter's calling me and friends are calling me, And that's why I'm up at 4 in the morning. Not for myself. Mm-hmm. I was taken care of.
Yeah.
I've got to think ahead and start taking care of others. I mean, because...
Yeah. And that's a big motivator for you, and I'm glad you bring that up, because that's what, as an estate planner, that's what motivates most of my clients. They come in, and they're concerned about not themselves. They've already provided for themselves. Mm-hmm. They're concerned about the continuing... legacy for their children, for their pets and making sure that if they were to become disabled, their pets are not going to be now found without an owner and in a kennel, and who knows if somebody's going to adopt them. So a good plan is going to encompass not only who is going to make health care decisions for you when you're unable to, or who is going to manage your estate upon incapacity and death, but also who's going to care for your pet. And very frequently, that's different than the person that's going to manage your assets. Usually, it's a very good friend or a neighbor that knows your pet, comes over often, and spends time with you, and has a good relationship with you, and your pet knows them. And that's the person that you want to put down in your planning to care for your pet. Now, you can name the Humane Society to care for your pet.
You can, yes, you can.
And the benefit about having an estate plan set up in advance is you can set aside money for the Humane Society to care for your pet, and also to provide for funding to have that pet adopted out and continue to be cared for. So many of my clients that they have pets, they'll set aside a fund, let's say anywhere, the average is between $1,000 and $5,000. And say, this is what I want to have set aside for the person that cares for my pet. Now, when the Humane Society is caring for my pet, I want that to go to supplement the Humane Society. And when the Humane Society finds a loving home for my pet, then I want that to go to continue to care for my pet. And that is a fantastic way to look in the future and look out for the needs of those who can't care for themselves.
Exactly. And sometimes that's all they have is their pet.
That's becoming more common, I would think, as I've just seen the way pets have developed in our community, the way we handle them over the last 20, 30 years has changed dramatically. They've become part of the family, and now they travel. They're in the stores. When people are treating pets much more like family. Like, I don't care for my son that much or my daughter, but could you take care of this thing?
Yeah.
You know, we see a lot more of that.
And you wonder why, and I think there's a lot of different factors that go into it, but one is we see this, there's a big surge of people that are diagnosed with anxiety and depression, and I don't know what the cause of that is. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I'm not going to try to diagnose that. But the thing is, our society is more and more complex. It's very, very fast-paced. And there's a lot of expectations that we place on our kids and on ourselves. And our pets, they remove all of that.
Right.
And they're almost like a sponge for stress.
They are. I mean, pets just do something to our whole person. They help calm people down. I mean, you've seen the videos where people with medical issues, the animal gets on top of them to keep them calm if they're seizuring or having a panic attack. We're learning so much these days about what animals can actually help us with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's been many cases where there's been studies done that people who own pets, mm-hmm. despite the fact that it costs a lot to maintain a pet, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of your time and responsibility to care for that pet. It actually extends the owner's life by 3 years on average.
Yeah, it gives them something
that funny?
To do.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one.
Gives them love. Gives them respect.
And that is an. I mean, if there was a drug out there that had a proven track record to extend your life for 3 years, that drug you would want to invest in that stock, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And that's what they've shown with pets. So we want to give back to those pets that give so much, and you want to give them a chance to have a good life when your life is winding down. That's all the time we have before the break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Luck is on your side at Quiton Casino Resort's Luck of the Draw Cash Giveaway. Just use your player's rewards card every time you play to earn entries. Then be here on Saturday, March 14th and 28th for your share of $58,000 in cash. Drawings from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. where one winner every 30 minutes will each win $500 cash. Then at 10 p.m., all 10 winners will have a chance to pick the lucky pot of gold that has the $10,000 cash prize. It's time to cash in on your luck at the Q.
Management reserves all rights.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now, at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
This is what most people's heart rate sounds like when they're getting their taxes done. And this is what it sounds like when you file at H&R Block. Because they've got upfront transparent pricing, so you'll know the price before you begin. That is my stomach demanding tacos. Upfront, transparent pricing. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back. This is Sean Garner, attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I'm in studio here with Annette Lagunas. And Annette, this event that we're planning on and have been planning on for months that is scheduled for this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. at the Humane Society, what are the topics that are going to be covered there. I know that I am one of the speakers, but I'm not the only speaker there.
Right. And so we're just going to be talking about leaving a gift to the shelter and what that amounts to for us. It's, you know, we're not funded by the Humane Society of the United States, ASPCA, any other organization. We are solely funded by donations and housing contracts in the local municipality. So leaving the Humane Society a gift in your will, your life insurance policy, any of those things is just huge for our organization.
So that's something that's interesting that you just brought up, your life insurance or anything else, because many people think about, okay, if I give to my, if the Humane Society, I'm taking directly from my kids, there's actually ways to give to the Humane Society that can benefit both the Humane Society and your children's inheritance might not be diminished or a very small amount. For example, if you've got a life insurance policy, and you've had it for years and years and years, oftentimes we see cases where people can come in and rather than either cash out the policy and just have that money or decide that they want to continue just paying the minimums and have it go into their estate, they can decide to roll that policy and oftentimes there's equity in the policy and it can pay for itself. And so you can have this policy and you can say, okay, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to take the equity in the policy and we're going to have it generate its own premiums to continue paying on the policy for the rest of your life. And they generally put an age limit on it, but it's something that's crazy. Like 100, you have to live to 120 years to outlive the policy.
Huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so you can have this policy and then you can leave it to an organization like the Humane Society, or you can cash it out. So oftentimes these policies have a cash value of, let's say, $30,000, $40,000. If it was a $100,000 policy that you've been paying on for 20 years, and it was a really good idea to pay on it when you first bought it because you wanted to make up for lost income in case you were to pass away or, you know, some, and you had dependents that you needed to provide an income for. So you bought this policy, but now all your dependents are grown up, they're out of the house, they're caring for themselves, you've taught them hard work and integrity, and they're providing for themselves, and you've still got this policy. And so you don't need the $30,000 of equity that's built up in it, and your kids don't need the $100,000 when you pass away as part of their inheritance. You could leave that policy to the Humane Society. That would make a world of difference
to thousands
of pets.
Thousands of animals for tomorrow's animals. You know, we've been taking in thousands of animals every year for the past 15 years that I've been there, and I don't anticipate us not taking in thousands of animals a year. So what you do today can definitely impact tomorrow's animals. It's a huge deal for us to have that funding source to be able to move us forward in areas that we couldn't have. For instance, the solar. We never could have purchased the solar if it wasn't for that lady leaving us that gift.
Yeah.
So those are lifelong things that'll help for years and years and years to come.
So at the event, there's going to be financial advisors there.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be Lydia Padilla, right?
Correct.
And she's been advising in the community. She was an advisor for Wells Fargo for over 30 years and helped thousands of people manage their portfolios, and she's going to be there to answer questions about what type of donations can be given to the Humane Society both while you're alive and after you pass away that will minimize your taxes currently and reduce any taxes on your estate or taxes for money that you've saved up in a 401k or IRA when you pass away, because those type of accounts, they get taxed at the rate of the individual that takes the money out. So when you're alive, you're forced to take that out. In fact, a new law just passed. It was called the Secure Act that extended the age that you could or were required to take out money out of your 401k or IRA or other deferred compensation account from 70 and a half to 72. So if you didn't reach 70 and a half by January 2020 Now you don't have to start taking money out of that account, your 401k or IRA, until you're 72. But you do have to now start taking required minimum distributions. When you pass away, if you're only taking the minimum distributions, there's a very good chance that there's still going to be a lump sum left in there. And if you pass that lump sum to your kids, they have 10 years to take that out and to pay the taxes on it. And they're going to pay the taxes on their income bracket level, okay? So the whole reason you put it away was because you knew that you were going to be in a lower income bracket and you wanted to reserve that money for when you retired. And the children, it's the same thing, but now the government is saying, the Congress made the rule and the IRS is collecting the taxes, that your kids have to take it out within 10 years, and they're generally in their higher earning years of their life when they have to take it out, so it's going to be taxed at a higher rate. Now, if they were to leave that same money, or even a portion of it, to the Humane Society, how much would go to the IRS of that deferred comp account or that IRA account? How much? What do you think?
Zero.
Zero.
Yep.
And why is that?
Well, because we're a nonprofit organization, and so we all donations that are provided to our shelter are tax-free.
So here's the deal, guys. You've got this account, and what the IRS says is whoever's taking out of that account, they have to pay the taxes on it at their income tax level. So now when they're forcing, they've given these longer periods for you to take it out when you're older because they know, okay, this isn't just them being generous to you. They know that you're going to leave a larger sum in that account for a larger period of time, and a larger sum will pass on to the next generation, which is earning and in a higher tax bracket than you are. And so when they take it out, and they must take it out within 10 years, they are going to be at a higher tax bracket, and hence the IRS is going to get more of that retirement money. But there is a solution, and that is a charitable intent. If you give it to a nonprofit, that nonprofit then withdraws the money out of that account. That nonprofit gets taxed on that money at that tax rate of the nonprofit, and the tax rate of a nonprofit is zero, and therefore the only person that loses out on this is the IRS.
That's right.
And it's a wonderful solution. Attorneys often get a bad rap for finding the loopholes. Russ, you're looking at me like you've never heard about that.
Everybody
that
loves attorneys.
And but the thing is, we try our best to keep our government honest and competent and to help people to deal the best with the assets that they've earned. We want their assets to be passed down to the next generation, what they've earned, with the least amount of taxes, with the least amount of government interference, with the least amount of court interference. That's why we do this. Now, the Humane Society is a wonderful organization that you can help to carry on both your legacy and a wonderful legacy that they provide in caring for the pets here in Yuma. Can you imagine what our community would look like if we didn't have the Humane Society? All the stray cats and dogs out there. And they provide this wonderful service, and just a small portion of your estate can make such a big difference.
Huge difference for our organization.
That's all the time that we have for today. It's 11:30 this Saturday. Call us at 782-1621. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.